It is completely failing on your test. I don't think it offers high quality programming, but you and I can differ there. I think, I mean, the only, because like my dad and I agree on this. We have been, people like us have been completely sold down the river by the BBC. So the BBC starts and it has intellectual programs on BBC One. And then it says, do you know what? We're going to have a whole new channel devoted specifically to intellectual programs called BBC Two. And we went, oh, that's great. That's fab. We'll just watch BBC Two then. And then BBC Two just became trash. And then they said, don't worry, we're going to have an entirely new channel devoted wholly to intellectual programs called BBC Four. And let's be, I haven't even looked at it today, but it's either going to be showing Top of the Pops or ABBA, isn't it? It's not intellectual. So I just feel completely sold down the river by the BBC. BBC Radio 4, I find infantile and completely anti-intellectual and in no way thoughtful. Other content is just unbelievably bad. For me, the death of the BBC came last year, when I wasn't allowed to watch ITV as a child because ITV was considered trashy. Because although we were working class, people don't understand that working class households often have quite aspirational views. So they won't watch what they consider to be sort of not acceptable stuff. So we weren't allowed to watch ITV. But there was a show on ITV when I was a young man called Gladiators. And it was and is trash. Complete bubblegum trash. And that's fine for ITV. It's now on the BBC. It's not just that. If you watch the children's channel, the Gladiators are all over the children's channel, just in a variety of ways. It's just absolute rubbish. The BBC has died. It's one of the things Claire Fox and I bonded over when we first started to know each other, was the sad death of it. And because, you know, it should have her on it. Look, she's got one of the greatest minds in our country. She doesn't agree with me politically. She's got one of the greatest minds in the country. Have her on it! And with Melvyn Bragg's retirement and his replacement by a regime think loon, the BBC has gone. It's gone. So, sorry about that, Hillary.